At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The Friday Night Freak Show has begun. Friday the 13th edition. Let's do this thing. Countdown to kickoff is on. The National Football League playoffs are set to begin. It's good news, bad news. Good news is the NFL playoffs are set to begin. Bad news is another NFL season is coming to an end, and we're all 1 year closer to death. Other than that, how you doing? What's up? Let's roll. Some people judge time by their birthdays. Some people judge time by, you know, a New Year's. I judge time by football seasons. It's like, oh boy, it's another football season gone. What are we up to now? Super Bowl 57? Can we get to, you know what? I want to see Super Bowl 75. I don't think we're going to see Super Bowl 100. That's pretty aspirational. If it is, you know what? The NFL, like, it'll probably be like robot players by then. We got robot umps. Like, how long until players? Well, they get hurt less. All right, so Tony Finn's going to step up and then join us. Straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, Area 51, Tony Finn. We've got Steve Del Vecchio, Larry Brown Sports in the house, LarryBrownSports.com. We've got Rob Vino from Philadelphia, so we've got a lot of different perspectives, with a lot of different predictions tonight, a lot of different props. There's, you know, a lot of different ways we're going to have to look to attack these football games. Current point spreads right now, San Francisco 49ers -9.5 right now at FanDuel, Seattle +385 on the money line. And I tell you what, now that kickoff is approaching, we're starting to hear some people starting to buy in to the Seattle Seahawks. Somebody's going to get upset this weekend, all right? Is it just going to be clean chalk? Is, you know, upsets happen. People didn't think the Jacksonville Jaguars were going to go from worst to first, right? Not just in their division, but they were the worst team in the National Football League. And now they're hosting a playoff game tomorrow night, a playoff game in which they are getting 2.5 points. We put together a crazy-ass parlay that we'll share with you. It's an eight-team, eight-side, and total banger in which we basically pick what we think is going to happen in all six games, and we add a couple of totals to the ledger as well. So the Chargers, -2.5. Mike Williams is officially out of this football game. Total 47.5 in this game. Got the Miami Dolphins getting 13.5. Total 43.5 is the over-under. And we're going to break down a bunch of totals with Rob Vino, New York Giants, and the Vikings. This one's just not moving around. All right, the line's just not moving in this game. It's sitting at 3. And it's funny because you don't find a lot of people that like the Minnesota Vikings in this spot. Tony Finn will join us, and he'll help us break down some college basketball because, you know, we've all got tunnel vision right now as far as the football is concerned. I do like some props tomorrow. Listen, man, Brock Purdy has been money for the San Francisco 49ers. And since he has taken over, George Kittle has been putting money in people's pockets. He's got 7 touchdowns. Since Brock Purdy is the quarterback in the San Francisco 49ers, George Kittle has 7 touchdowns. You're getting +155 right now for Kittle to score a touchdown. Let's roll. It's the Friday Night Freak Show. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. SiriusXM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Networks. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. SoCal in the house. San Diego steps up. The Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, 97.1, The Freak in Dallas, Fort Worth. We've got Sports Map in Houston, Sports Byline in the Bay Area. And we've got football in a lot of these places, including the Bay Area. It's going to be raining all day into this football game, but the rain is expected to slow down at kickoff. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think it matters whether they play, whether the skies are gray, whether the skies are blue, whether it's sunny or whether it's raining. And in fact, they've already played a couple of times this year, and they got to 34 points both times that they played. Exactly 34 points both times that they played. I'm not sure where the points come from in this football game. We've got a lot of different opinions and perspectives. We've got the madman himself, Tony Finn, stepping up and in. Area 51, Nevada. We've got Rob Vino, RobVinoSports.com, WagerTalk.com, joins us from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Steve DelVecchio, LarryBrownSports.com, kicks it with us from Boston. So we've got a full house tonight, and we've got a ton of picks for you tonight as well. Now, this is sort of like going shopping, except all the value is gone. All the deals are gone. Black Friday is over. The best numbers have evaporated unless you're willing to step up and pull the trigger with the underdogs in these games. It really is amazing, isn't it? The Buffalo Bills were as low as 8.5-point favorites at one point this week. The Cincinnati Bengals opened up as 5.5-point favorites. This number went all the way up to 10. It's sitting at 8.5 right now. And I'll tell you what, out of all the games this weekend, this is one that I sort of don't understand why the bettors aren't running to the window and hammering the Cincinnati Bengals. I thought the move was a right one when it went up to 10. I don't see how the Baltimore Ravens are going to stay within single digits here. Not only is Lamar Jackson not playing it, everybody, we've been so busy talking about Lamar, and now Sammy Watkins actually is talking about Lamar. Glass jaw Sammy. Listen. Sammy's not the right messenger, but clearly this is what's being talked about in that room. Sammy Watkins is wondering if Lamar Jackson can play or not. And don't worry about Lamar. Tyler Huntley might not play. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Yes, you are. I am Gabe Morenci. It's the Friday Night Free Show. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We got a full house on the program tonight. Rob Vino will join us from Philadelphia. Larry Brown Sports, Steve DelVecchio in the house. A lot of stuff to break down on and off the field, actually. Just quickly, Sean McVay surprises everyone by announcing he's going to return. He told the Rams he's coming back. So I don't know if he doesn't like his assistant coaches. Just the other day, he told his coaches supposedly to shop around if they wanted to. Or, I don't know, shocker, maybe the media was wrong with those reports. It's funny, too. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Ian Rappaport was on with our boy Pat McAfee, and it made a lot of news because he talked about how Sean Payton, Arizona, is actually serious. And it's funny because I wonder who actually originally talked about this like a month ago on this show. Well, Mike Dettillier joined us, and Mike Dettillier told us about how Sean Payton was a quarterback at Eastern Illinois a long time ago. So long ago, the St. Louis Cardinals were in the NFL. And the St. Louis Cardinals training camp used to be at Eastern Illinois. Sean Payton worked for the Arizona Cardinals in the summertime, or now the Arizona Cardinals, and has a lifelong relationship with the Bidwells. If you tuned into Sports Rage, you would have known that like a month ago. So, no, it's not a surprise at all that Arizona's in the mix right now. Let's bring in Tony Finn. A lot of stuff to get to. Let's do this thing. Tony, always a pleasure. Tony Finn, Area 51, Wager Talk. What's going on, Tony? Thanks for joining us tonight.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me. What's going on is that I keep saying this over and over again. I'm ready for summer. How about you?
Yeah.
It's too cold. It's too cold.
Well, we're on the West Coast. Imagine the poor bastards on the East Coast where it's like dark and really cold. It's funny you say that because I'm in the same mode. I'm like, another couple of months of this, I guess. And then, like, I was sort of listening. I'm thinking about. I got my eye on baseball a little bit, Tony. To be honest with you. Do you?
Me too.
Yeah, yes, it's sort of starting to creep up in my mind. I'm like, yeah, even though they make me mad with their robot umps and the stupid things they do, I'm like, yeah, you know, baseball's around the corner.
Well, what would summer be without me giving Dave Roberts a hard time, right?
Yeah, you know. He's still there, by the way.
Yes, he is.
He's still there, by the way. But, you know, let me ask you, actually, we'll get into the football, but do you bet the World Baseball Classic? Do you know what the World Baseball Classic is? Have you bet that stuff? You watched it before. Do you know about that tournament?
Well, I'm only, you know, I just turned 21, so I'm not real familiar with the World Baseball Classic, but betting on it is probably, that's a different animal because.
Did you say 21 or 81? Sorry, just go on, I'm sorry, I didn't hear, like, yeah.
1921 or 1821 was my birthday,
You got baseball coming up, though, in March. That's going to be some good stuff, the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, it's always really. For me, it's always been something that I enjoyed watching. And as much as I like to invest in the gaming, the sports, it's something I've never really I've occasional, hey, this number is too much, too good to pass up, et cetera. Never something serious. But it sounds like to me, you are that man.
I bet on everything. I'm good on everything. I just have to take this. I have a Toronto Raptors sign on my set here that's like about to kill me. Like it's not meant to be. It's like the Raptor season or something like that. It's just not.
Wow.
Yeah. It's fallen like 6 times, and finally I just took it down. I'm like, all right, I can't deal with this right now. I don't know. I swear to God.
Yeah.
You know when John Gotti got sentenced to life and he ended up dying in prison after. One of the mob, you know, mob bosses in New York. He looked over at someone and he said to them, like, he was actually in the elevator. So they took him out. He got sentenced and, you know, in New York, whatever, they got elevators. So he gets in the elevator and, you know, it's like 8 FBI some marshals or whatever with him. And he looked up and he just said to him, he goes, you know, all I ever effing wanted was a good tuna salad sandwich. Never got one. That's what he told them. And, you know, it's sort of symbolic, right? You know what I mean? And it's true. Yeah. Like, Gotti used to send people out every day. It's a true story. Gotti used to send his guys out every day to, like, every deli in New York City to get a tuna salad sandwich. And he was like, this sucks, right? He didn't like any of them. Yeah. And, like, it was like his weird thing. He was, like, obsessed with tuna salad sandwich, and he hated everywhere, but he told him, all I wanted was a good effing tuna salad. I swear to God, if I could, somebody send me some of that alien tape. You ever seen the infomercial for alien tape in the middle of the night? I'm buying that alien tape. I'm ordering. I've never ordered in my life from an infomercial. Yeah. Next time it comes on, I'm writing the effing number down. I need some alien tape. I need some tape that sticks. This stuff doesn't stick. I haven't bought a good roll of tape in 10 years, Tony.
Yeah, I don't use tape anymore. I just use super glue, and
so it's permanent. I like your stuff. I swear to God, Tony, it crossed my mind once. I had like these signs that fall and stuff like that, and it drives me crazy. And I was like, dude, I don't know what to do. I was like, you know what? I should just effing glue this thing on this.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wow, but now I'll never be able to move it though after.
No. You won't. You just break it off. If it's something you have to get rid of or something that is dated or doesn't apply or work in your orbit anymore, you just break it off and, heck, just throw the whole thing away.
That alien tape, bro, like you can put like a, you know, like a 100-pound brick on it or like whatever. It holds anything, supposedly. So if it holds anything, it can hold a hockey helmet to my set. Supposedly it's good.
Yeah, it's like
Cam ordered. Cam got some Flex Seal. Cam actually Cam's toilet like exploded or whatever. Like he had holes. Cam had holes in his pipes, Tony. All right, like for real. So he's got like he had like water spewing out of the wall type thing. Like for real, really. Like he's in a panic. I'm like, dude, you got to call a plumber. And he's like, no, I'll fix it myself. And he didn't fix it. He Flex Sealed it. So all that foam Flex Steel and he just foamed the hell out of his bathroom and all these holes. So I said, how's the Flex Steel holding up? He goes, the Flex Seal's holding up fine, but he goes, there's some weird, like, chemical smell now in the house. Like,
oh, no kidding. Like he's, yeah.
Yeah, he basically said that the stuff nearly killed him when he sprayed it on. I got to get the story from him. Alien tape. That's the key. Alien tape. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Do you have to, like, send payment to Area 51? Then they send you alien tape?
No, it's Fairfield, New Jersey.
Yeah, right. Well, that's pretty close. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not Fairfield, New Jersey. If you guys will notice, most of those infomercials and finally in the bottom, you'll see a lot of them are it's out of Jersey for whatever reason, and Florida, really? Of course. Like, but yeah,
like, that's funny. That's good stuff. I've seen that commercial. I have, and you're right. I thought they had like a 90-year-old overweight woman hanging with two pieces of Flex tape on her shoulder blades, and they had her like 10 stories above the ground.
Yeah.
It's safe.
Well, you ever seen the Flex Seal guy? What's the guy's name? Phil Swift? I always confuse Phil Swift and Phil Steele. Phil Swift?
Yeah.
Is that his name? Phil? Tony,
he's in an
effing boat with, like, water with sharks, and he's, like, made out of his tape. It's like, yeah, as if, bro. Yeah, like, you should get sued for this. Like, seriously. You know what I mean? Like, don't tell me, sure. You can go from, like, Cuba to Miami with some Flex Seal on a boat. Like, you make a boat out of Flex tape or whatever the hell. This guy, he makes a lot of money, that guy, though.
Oh, that's what I understand. Yeah, in fact, I have some stories about somebody who had interviewed and auditioned for that part, because that part's a big deal. That's a big deal, just like you said, big money for those guys doing that stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
And may Billy Mays rest in peace. One of the best infomercial pitchmen ever, and somebody who was a sponsor of our show for a couple of years. When he died, I said, oh, my God, we're in trouble. He's our biggest sponsor. They said, don't worry. He's paid off for like 2 years in advance. This is Sports Rage. Rest in peace, Billy. Billy Mays, yeah? Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. Let's roll. Countdown to kickoff is on. Shout out to our boy Kyle Johnson tuning in right now in Toronto. Rocking the Sports Rage hoodie. And we appreciate everybody that is rocking the hoodies. These things are spread out everywhere. We've got them in San Diego. We've got them in Mission Beach. We've got them in Los Angeles, Oceanside, Riverside. We've got them in Tennessee. We've got them in, you know what, I'm learning, I didn't know, I knew about Moscow, Idaho. There's a Moscow in Tennessee, I didn't know that. There's a Rage, we got a listener, Motorhead, Maverick Motorhead. He got, like, it's the one cool thing, Tony Finn with us from Wager Talk in Vegas. You know, when you're selling hoodies and stuff, like, you know, it's real fans, right? You know, they're buying a hoodie for $100, just, you know what I mean, 90 bucks or whatever, they're buying a hoodie. So you really see, like, oh, wow, like, I got a lot of fans here. Like, Minnesota, the state of Minnesota has stepped up. But the number one state, it's been, like, pretty much, you know, it's been blowing me away. Like, every couple of days, I get another order from Illinois in the house. Yeah, we have a lot of listeners in Chicago and the surrounding areas, actually. I think, you know, and it's weird. I don't know. I think they like my anger. People in Chicago are pretty angry people, actually. Like, people think in New York are angry, but Chicago are pretty, like, mean-spirited, angry people. And I say that lovingly.
I have a daughter who lives in Chicago. She loves
Chicago.
Oh,
so you know, yeah, yeah.
And she doesn't like cold weather, so that tells you something about the city itself. So she speaks very highly of Chicago. And I've spent lots of time in Chicago, but never was, I don't think I was sober very much during that time, so I don't remember much of it. So it could be just my age, but the train, that's all I remember ever. Every time I go to Chicago, get out of the airport, just jump on a train, forget the cab. So, There you go. Chicago, Wrigley Field.
Yeah, we're going to go, actually. It's like I said, I got so many guys out there. I figured, you know what? Yeah. You know, listen, I'm on the West Coast, so it's tough, but at some point, they have a NASCAR race in the streets this summer. I think it's
really?
The summer coming up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're sort of countering the F1 takeover, right, in America. They're like, well, we better do something cool. So, like, they came up. Yeah, pretty cool. It's a street race in downtown Chicago, like, in all the historic parts and stuff. So that's pretty cool.
Very nice. Hyde Park, Obama.
And I tell you what. You know what, Tony? Speaking of baseball, actually, you know, the reason I didn't bring this up, I'm thinking of baseball, is one thing that is cool that baseball has done this year, you know, I got to look at it to confirm again, but everybody's playing everybody now, every year, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Like, so basically, I'm looking, like, the Yankees and Dodgers, bro. It's like in La Chavez Ravine, like June 2nd through 5th or whatever it is. So right. That's pretty cool. I'm already looking at that. So I'm like, that's why I sort of have baseball on the brain here. But let's get into some football. I want to get into some college basketball with you, too. But let's get into the football. Let's start off with Seattle and San Francisco. It's 9.5, 42.5. The major consensus among me and our guests through the last couple of days has been that the under is the play of this football game. The point spread, I think, is a pretty sharp one. I think that San Francisco will probably cover, but yeah, 24-17 wouldn't surprise me. Like, you know, I think Seattle are being slept on a little bit, to be honest, but it doesn't mean I think they're going to win or even cover. I just don't think that San Francisco are going to blow them out. Look, they just played it. It was 21-13.
Right.
I could sort of see a similar result, you know, maybe 24-13 this time. You know what I mean? But what's your opinion?
Yeah, I would say this, and that is, if you look at what, obviously, the big talk or the talk that would back up and support what you're speaking to, and that is that Purdy's a young quarterback, freshman quarterbacks playing in postseason football in the NFL don't mix very well, they don't perform very well, et cetera, et cetera. I'm one of those that Purdy's kind of a different kid, and Shanahan's basically a coach that understands, you know, basically the dynamic of such. And with that, how big of a Pete Carroll fan am I? How many times have we talked about Pete Carroll? I love Pete Carroll. I think Pete Carroll should return to USC and coach.
Hey, listen,
I'm sure this people would.
This might be Pete Carroll's, one of Pete Carroll's best coaching gigs that he's ever done this year, honestly. For a guy that's won a Super Bowl before, okay, you won a Super Bowl, you were stacked. Yeah, you had Marshawn Lynch, you had Russ in his prime, you know, you had the Legion of Boom, like, you were stacked. All right, you won a national championship at USC, and you played in you won a couple, right? Or you played in one, you lost the Vince Young game, you won the other one, whatever. But, you know what I'm saying? So, you had the success of USC, but, like, you had Reggie Bush, you had Matt Leiner, you were stacked. This is different, bro. He loses Russell Wilson, gets Geno Smith as his quarterback, has two rookie offensive linemen, half the defense are rookies type thing, second year rookies, whatever. No superstars on the football team. Banged up running backs all year, right? Always hurt. Walker really was never steady. He was always hurt early in the year. Penny got hurt right away like he always does. And somehow they're in the freaking playoffs. You got to tip your cap to Pete Carroll. That's why I don't want to just totally dismiss them. You know, and they're playing with house money. There's no pressure on Seattle whatsoever in this game. None whatsoever.
I think that's spot on. And if they talk about the variables and the peripherals that have made Seattle a surprise, better than what most expected, and most pundits reference, you know, the Seattle pass rush, and their defense has improved drastically over last year. I couldn't disagree more. I mean, if you look at the peripherals, really, Seattle has won with smoke and mirrors and making good decisions at the right time, and that's what Pete Carroll's done. However, I'm not one of those that's sold on the third time between conference or division foes is a, you know, it's a curse. You can't do it three times. That's a myth too, because we both know, you and I, we've seen teams lose three times the same team year in.
Yeah, if you're better, you could beat a team 13 times in a row. Right? Like, you're right.
Absolutely right. Yeah, yeah. So I'm one of those that I believe San Francisco. I really do. I think they are. Philadelphia, San Francisco, probably the two best teams in the NFC, head and shoulders.
So what's your bet in this game then?
I have three bets, okay? One is that before this line got really out of hand, I bet it early, and I bet San Fran straight. I got a 7 straight up, okay? Straight up 7, nothing, alternate line whatsoever. Then I teased them with 3 other teams on Saturday and Sunday wildcard weekend. So it's a 4-team, you know, pays tonight. It's a nice payback.
What do you think of this teaser? What do you think of this teaser? San Francisco, so now it's 9.5, so 7-point teaser. San Francisco minus 2.5, and then taking Jacksonville and betting them up to 9.5.
Well, I like that. At first, I really like that. Now, after...
But what's your third pick? Sorry, you said you had another one. Sorry, as I jumped in.
Oh, yeah, my third pick, in that game, is an alternate line. I played San Fran minus 12.5, and it had a nice return. Yeah. Yes.
All right, so Tony Finn likes San Francisco.
Prop plays. I like Kittle to not only score in this game, but I have him at, I think, plus 320 to have 2 touchdowns in the game.
Kittle's a nice price at plus 155 to score a touchdown. I was talking about it earlier. He's got 7 touchdowns since Purdy's taken over. He scored a touchdown in 4 straight games. And Purdy looks to him, right? That's the guy. Samuel's sort of the one that's getting screwed stat-wise through all of this. Right? Like, because McCaffrey's going to get the ball, running the ball. But, hey, Samuel, you complained about running the ball all the time too much. So, you got your wish. So, McCaffrey runs the ball, and Purdy's just locked in on Kittle, bro. Like, they have some, you know what I mean? Just, they have that. That's his guy. And it's 7 touchdowns. It's all you need to know. And you're getting plus 155 for an anytime touchdown score. Tony's talking about plus 320 for 2 touchdowns. I also think that first touchdown score of the game, George Kittle, 8-1, first touchdown score of the game is worth a look as well.
I like that. I like it a lot. If you look at
good odds, 8-1.
If you look at what Shanahan's done with McCaffrey, he's getting plenty of touches, plenty of action. However, with Mitchell back from the injury, you know, he's the one. He's getting the short yardage. The situations in at least in the last couple of weeks he has, and I think he's had 2 touchdowns last week. Basically a touch anytime score odds. I thought they were really good too.
What do you think of the Chargers and the Jags game? 2.5, 47.5.
This Jaguar team. I like what they've done. I like the head Peterson. I like the head coach. I like almost everything about Jacksonville. Save if you look at what they've done in the last 5 weeks, they're 6-1, the 5-1 run that helped them win that division. Offensively, they're suspect. They really are. Even though the points they scored, the teams they played, et cetera, et cetera. I like the Chargers. I mean, the Chargers have gotten dogged. Everyone says they've had a disappointing season. They're in the playoffs. They've been injured. They've been beat up. They've been beat to death. I mean, the performances they gave. On some primetime TV with their defense, lost 2 tackles during the game, DTs, and they still played well. I like the Chargers here.
Tony Finn joining us. The most debatable game and the most debated game of the week, Los Angeles and Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I think you can make arguments for both teams in this game. That's what makes it so interesting. At first, when it was first announced, I was like, this game sucks. Why are you putting this game on in prime time? But now when you break it down, it's not a blowout. You know what I mean? I sort of see the method to their madness. All right, we'll continue our conversation with Tony Finn on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah. Late Night Anchorman's McClass. This is Sports Rage. the Golden State Warriors blasted the San Antonio Spurs tonight in front of a regular season record crowd. The total was 244. We thought it was kind of high. Well, we were wrong. Golden State scored 144 points in front of 68,000 people at the Alamo Dome tonight. Wow. 144 to 113, man. This San Antonio team, they don't, I don't know how like a Popovich coach team is this bad defensively, but they are. They just don't, they're trying to get Wembanyama. But anyways, okay, Tony.
Yeah.
So Tony likes the Chargers, Super Chargers. Yes, any opinion on the total in that game?
I like as well the over. I know you spoke to the under, but it's hard to ignore. This is what's hard to ignore, and that is what San Francisco's done with Mac coming over from Carolina and Purdy, to be honest with you, and the defense putting the offense in good situations, et cetera, et cetera. The fact is, Seattle, there's not too much impressive about the resume that they have heading into this game. And defensively, while they've made some improvements, they're still not very good.
I was talking about the Chargers game and the Jags.
Oh, you were. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about. I was just absolutely captivated by everyone you're talking about, like the under in that same game. Let's go to the Chargers.
Oh, I am one of the people. I am one of those people who likes the under in the game. But you're saying it's a trap. You're worried about it.
Trap's kind of a strange word to me, but everything's a trap.
Concerned. I get that point. And I never bet on unders, Tony. And I never win when I bet on unders, but I think it goes under.
And I'm an under guy. I'm always an under guy. People always ask me, why do you play so many unders? I'm a winner before the game even starts. They have to beat me.
Bet the under that FCS game when they got to 131.
In-game.
You're like, oh, that's too high. You gotta go. That's too high. I'm like, Tony, they keep scoring, buddy. I'm
like, Oh, my goodness.
All right, I'm kidding. No, buddy. I was talking about the Charger game, but I'm glad you brought it up. So you said you like the over of the San Francisco game, but what about the Charger game? Because everyone in the Charger game keeps talking about the over in that game, too.
Uh-huh. I don't think Jacksonville. They talk about Jacksonville being so stout against the run. I don't buy that either. The player personnel, et cetera, et cetera. It's the one thing the Chargers don't run the ball that much anyway. They basically play that West Coast extended handoff. You know, with a short pass to Deckler, et cetera, et cetera. But I like the over in this game. I like the over in both games.
Tony Finn with us. Skylar Thompson starting for the Miami Dolphins. They're getting 13.5. The total's 43.5 in that game. What are you going to be betting this, or are you going to pass because it's too high? Props? What are you doing?
Well, I did bet. Here's what I did. The other side, remember I told you I played San Fran on a teaser, and a big teaser, too. It's a big teaser, and I don't do that. And I did that, especially when the line was Buffalo, when I could get them under the three and get crossover two key numbers. Obviously, now that they've announced that, now I knew that was a chance. That, you know, that Tua wasn't going to play, and with that, I didn't think the line was going to get any better, so I used Buffalo in that teaser, and I like Buffalo to win this game without issue, if that makes sense. Without issue, I like
without issue.
That's right.
Their lengths, good point as far as the first half. Buffalo were laying 7.5 in the first half, guys, in this game. Totals 22.5 in the game. I think Buffalo are going to win. Without issue as well. I like that phrase. I wish my life was like that, without issue, but no, I can't say that.
It wouldn't be fun.
I can't say that. As a Buffalo Bills fan, of course, I can't say that.
Right. Yeah. I wanted to ask you about that, too. I wanted to, how do you feel, how do they handle that, the Buffalo-Cincinnati game and the impact it had on the postseason, if you thought that was handled properly. I thought they did the best they could do, probably, in a circumstance.
Yeah, whatever, dude. You know what I mean? There's bigger problems in the world. What were they going to do? I think the neutral field actually was the best sort of best-case scenario. But I'll tell you what, I don't want to spend too much. It's one of those deals.
Okay.
I don't want to start bitching about not getting into the NCAA tournament as a coach, and before I won my own conference tournament. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
But all this talk about this and it shouldn't be here, and it's like, dude, they're not there yet. Like, you know what I mean?
You can bitch all you want
about this neutral field stuff, and I got to tell you, I was going to say, to be honest, The DeMar Hamlin thing, I think it helps the Bills from an emotional standpoint. I think it's a shot in the arm, right? It sort of, it wakens them up a bit, and they were sort of drifting a bit. I know they were winning games, but this sort of gives them a purpose again, even though they already was. But I think it does from that standpoint spiritually. It helps them. But, spiritually or not, bro, the Bengals are a good football team, Tony.
They're a good football team.
It's going to be the Bengals and the Bills next week, bro. The Bills are beating the Dolphins, and I think the Bengals are going to roll the Ravens, and then it's going to be Cincinnati and Buffalo next week.
Yeah.
That's a toss-up.
Yeah. Well, it is a toss-up. It's similar, as people say these two teams are. I disagree. They're not similar at all, but they have two really good quarterbacks, two of the probably the best three quarterbacks in football, and it's going to be fun. This is a game I looked forward to last time. I just started to sit down and watch that game, Gabe, when all that, when the circumstance arose, and I hate to say this, I don't want to talk about that, but I was disappointed because I was really looking forward to that game. I think you're right. I think we'll see it next week.
All right, Tony. So what about the Giants and the Vikings?
Oh, what a game that is, huh?
Nobody believes in Minnesota Vikings.
Well, that alone should scare the crap out of the Giants, because Minnesota, you don't win 13, 14 games in the NFL and get lucky doing it. You can't get lucky.
If I was O'Connell, I would make a montage of all media stuff throughout the week. I would.
Yes.
I don't believe in this Viking team. I don't know. Oh, they won 13, but this. I would make a montage. I'd say, look, this is what people are saying about us still.
What is the new virtual eyewear that's out? They're making, there's a lot being made of it because it's a loser.
VR or whatever? Meta.
I agree with you.
Meta?
Yeah. You make that montage, make all your players wear that visual eyewear, and just let them walk around all week long, seeing people tell them how bad they are.
Do it like North Korea propaganda. Have it on the loudspeakers throughout the complex all the time.
That's good. That's really
Stephen
good.
Stephen A. Smith saying you suck. Just people just ripping you and stuff. But they know it, right? They hear this stuff. But
sure.
I think they're going to handle it. I like the Vikings in this game. Who do you like?
Yeah, well, I like the Vikings in this game too. And I thought, if you don't like the Vikings in this game, then you really like the Giants, because I thought this line was far too generous to the Vikings. -3? Come on. Really?
The thing is, right? if you look at the New York Giants, most of their success was early in the season.
Yeah. You're right.
It just is. They're 2-6 in their last 8 games. We can take away the last week's game, fine. They didn't play anyone, I get it. But even before that, and let's look at some of their wins, because I hear people always sort of picking apart Minnesota. Right? Well, they did this, and they barely won that game. Or even, but it took a 61-yard field goal to beat the Giants. Yeah, but they beat them. Yeah. I mean, the Giant-Titan game, they went for two, and they got it. The Giants beat the Panthers 19-16. They beat the Bears earlier in the year. The Packer win was a nice one. They beat the Ravens at home. They went and they beat the Jags. And then, things started to change, though, as we go on here. Right? Lions 31-18 over the Giants. Cowboys 28-20 over the Giants. Commanders, Giants 20-20. Eagles over the Giants when the game mattered, 48-22. Right? I get it. The Giants, basically the Giants have beaten a couple of bad teams this year, and they had a couple of nice wins earlier in the year. If Saquon Barkley just runs the ball and has the game of his life and stuff in the NFL, then I guess they can pull this off. But I think the Vikings are going to beat them 28-20 type thing, 28-21, 30-24.
All the scenarios you just outlined, those are situations and occurrences that you and I would use when we're trying to sell somebody on a game. But most people, when they tell me that, I say, listen, have you not watched the NFL for years and years? This is a league of 3-point games, so it's important you win 3-point games, and they've done that.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's one thing, though. They do play a lot of three-point games and close games, you know.
Yeah.
But the Vikings are battle-tested, though, at the same point. Like you said, it's not easy to win 13 games in the NFL. It just isn't. So, and, you know, it's funny because people rip them all the time, but then they talk about how good Justin Jefferson is. Then they talk about how good Dalvin Cook is. Well, if Justin Jefferson put up all those numbers, who the hell threw him the ball? Right? Kirk Cousins.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And people know Kirk Cousins' playoff history and stuff. Dude, the Washington teams he were on kind of did suck, Tony, right? Like,
yes, they did. Yes, they
you
did.
You know, so and this whole playoff history stuff is a little unfair. Yeah, in the prime time. Well, that's, you know, but
exactly.
Hey, right, whatever. Right. It's not in prime time this game. I'm liking the Vikings. What's your pick?
Yes. Yeah, I'm on the Vikings as well, and I considered using the Giants in a teaser, but I just said, you know, the one thing that I can't do that. I couldn't do it, Gabe, because the Giants are the one team this weekend. I think they're the one team this weekend that could get blown out because of some of their offensive liabilities. That's just my thinking.
I think their secondary issues can catch up to them in this game, too.
I agree. Agreed, too. Agreed.
Jefferson's going to go off. It, like you said, like I just see the Giants playing from behind a lot in this game. You know what I mean? Like, I think they'll move the ball. I think it's going to go over. But you know what I mean? It'll be like, oh, Minnesota's up 21-10, and Giants score. Hey, it's 21-17. We got a game. No, Minnesota just scored again. Like, I just sort of think Minnesota will just sort of always be a touchdown ahead type thing.
If the Giants get down 21-10, Gabe, you and I both know that it's game set match. They're not built to be coming from behind.
I would say that, but the Vikings are the Vikings, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
It is wild. They don't call it wild card weekend for nothing. So
no, what? Yeah.
What about the Ravens and the Bengals? It's hard to make a case, well, isn't it, for the Ravens? Or are you with Anthony Brown, a quarterback?
It's hard for me to make a case, as you said already. And I was one of those guys when I looked at this game or this scenario 8 weeks ago. Lamar Jackson, you know, I'm with Teddy Covers. It's week two or week three, and I'm at his. His crib or his castle, should I say. And he said, Tony, who's been the most impressive player in the first 3 weeks of the NFL season? And I stopped for a second and said, well, hold on. If you don't say Lamar Jackson, then you haven't been paying attention. And he was absolutely correct. But look what happened to this team from that point where Lamar was doing everything right and injuries.
Yep.
Even listen, they made really good moves getting linebacker.
Well, he was playing MVP caliber football earlier in the year, Lamar was. You're right.
Correct. That's correct. And now
he was throwing the ball up.
I hate to say this, Gabe, because I know people will disagree, and it's not the right thing to say. It's not politically correct, but I don't give Baltimore a chance in hell.
Well, that's not too bad. I was getting worried when you were going to say something really bad. Not a hope in hell. That's okay. I don't know. Maybe the Pope would be upset or something, but I don't think he's listening. I don't think he's listening.
Yeah.
More with Tony Finn on the other side. Not a hope in hell. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The late night anger management class, the quickest on Amos and Sports Talk Radio. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Tony Finn, kick it with us.
Yep.
Area 51, Las Vegas. All right, Tony. So the Monday nighter, the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is a fascinating game. So they save this one for Monday. Big drama. Tom Brady, America's team. People can talk about Mike McCarthy all they want. Whatever. The guy is 24-10, man. In the last 2 years. I mean, he's won football games for them. To me, the pressure's on Dak Prescott more than anybody. I don't think if they lose this game, Jerry Jones is going to be disappointed more in Dak than McCarthy. Because Jerry knows that it's not McCarthy. It's up to Dak Prescott to sort of You know what I mean, Tony? Like, not to criticize Dak, but at the same point in time, like, if you want to be paid like a top-tier mega superstar like you are, you've got to deliver, right? And you've been in the league long enough. You've got all the – everything is lined up for you besides the mystique of Tom Brady. But we're talking about an 8-9 football team that's not very good.
No, you're right. And I guess if you like Tampa Bay, then – you're willing to throw everything you've seen through 17 games this season away to the curb and say things are going to be different Monday night. That's difficult for someone like me, I assume for you as well.
It is. I've equated it. Look, it's like the college football playoffs, and to me, the Buccaneers representing the NFC South, it's like they're representing the MAC. Dude, it was a brutal division. They barely got through this, like barely getting survived that division. Guys, the Carolina Panthers were alive like 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? 2 weeks ago.
And you're going to get some drive-bys from Mac fans. You know that.
That's all right. hey, Central Michigan, go Chips. More with Tony on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.